Today we're reminded that God uses small and ordinary people for great things in His kingdom. Even when we feel like we're overlooked, God is faithful and God can do great things. Let's head in your Bible to the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel chapter 17 and watch a battle taking place right in front of our eyes. This is an epic moment. On one side of the valley is the huge Philistine army. Every day, their champion Goliath stands and shouts at the Israelite army. Goliath is massive. The Bible says that he was over 9 feet tall. He wore armor that weighed about 125 pounds. On the other side of the valley, the Israelites are terrified. They shake in fear. For 40 days, Goliath challenges them to a fight. He makes fun of them and mocks them with insults, and the Israelites do nothing. So our main character, David, is just a young teenager at this time. He's the littlest in his family. His job is to go back and forth from home to the army camp, bringing food to his brothers. So one day, David arrives at the battlefield. He hears Goliath mocking God and the Israelite army, and David gets angry. Nobody's standing up to fight. So little David volunteers to go. Now, King Saul offers David his armor, but David says, no way. He remembers how God helped him in the past when he was in the field alone fighting the giants in the big battles. David was a shepherd, and David in verse 37 says, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." So the next morning, Goliath comes out, and David goes out with only his staff, a sling, and 5 smooth stones. Goliath laughs at David, and he says, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And as the fight begins, David takes out a stone. He throws it at Goliath. The stone hits Goliath in the forehead, and Goliath falls down face on the ground. David wins the battle, and the Philistines run away in fear. So in this story, while we see how strong David is, remember that this story is really about how faithful and powerful God is. God protects us. And this points us to Jesus. Just like God rescued his people through David, God sent Jesus to rescue us from sin and death and the giants in our life. Jesus is the Savior who never fails us. So remember today at home or at school that life has big challenges. It has giants, tough tests, friendship drama, maybe feeling left out or wondering if you're good enough. When those moments come, remember God's faithfulness. God is always there. Even in the really scary battles, God is right next to you each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.